You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, looking forward to this one. It's a repeat of last season's final fixture. Stoke won 6-1. Surely that's not going to happen again.
Well, this is the second set, isn't it? After that one. I don't know. I mean, obviously Liverpool aren't going to throw in a towel like they did that day. It was all, you know, nothing to play for, etc. But it was still a disgraceful performance by them. And yeah, obviously we'll expect better on the opening day. But Liverpool have thrown a few howlers in on opening days in recent seasons. Remember that West Brom one a few seasons ago? Brendan Rodgers' first game in charge, lost 3-0. This is a tough one for them. They don't normally do that well at Stoke. And I'm surprised that they're such short price favourites here. The only reason they are is that they're called Liverpool. And Stoke are called Stoke. The value here is in the home team. We said in last week's pre-season preview that Stoke are one of the sides to keep an eye on. And I can see no reason why there's such a big price here. I really can't. Yeah, Liverpool could, given the signings they've made, probably better signings, I would suggest, than Man United have made. They could hit the ground running. They could even challenge for, the title. Who knows? But, you know, they could equally flop. There's a few signings for Liverpool have flopped in recent seasons. So I'm going to go for Stoke here. It's got value written all over it.
Stoke 11-5, Derek's bet. Big blow for Stoke, though, losing Ryan Shawcross out for 2 months. He's their skipper, their talisman. That's a big knock for Stoke just as the season starts.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting to look at what's going on at Stoke. You know, just even before that injury, and how it seems like Mark Hughes is just trying to gradually change them. I think he tried to change them a little bit too quick last season, and yeah, he kind of had to revert back to type a little bit. So I think you look at the signings, though. You know, kind of some of them have been made permanent, and some of them are new ones. I think Glenn Johnson's decent for free. You know, Afolai from Barcelona, Volshite, who's obviously a great terrace name for songs as well. Van Ginkel. Yosselu's interesting. You know, he played in 30 Bundesliga games last season, the striker, and he scored 8 goals. So, yeah, I think that's the thing that separates Stoke from genuinely becoming like a top 8 side every season. You know, season in, season out, where it's not a surprise when they finish that high up. He's getting someone who can bag goals. You know, getting 1 in 2 almost. I think that would turn them into a different proposition. Yeah, so interesting signings for Stoke, but the midfield still worries me a little bit about Stoke. I still think it's a little bit lightweight. As for Liverpool, you know, spent a lot of money again, £75 million spent. But I think Milner could be one of the most interesting signings of the summer. It's kind of quiet, unassuming, professional. I think he'll fit into Liverpool way and get some way to replacing Gerrard. I'm not saying he's the Gerrard replacement, obviously, but you know, he's got that kind of. You know, he's been playing for England for a long time now. I think he needs this step up in his career where he's not just a bit part player in a big team like Man City, where he can actually play game in, game out and show what his effect is in a match. I'm not sure about this game. I mean, I'm kind of with Derek. I mean, I think both teams will look at this and not want to lose it. So I'm going to go for the draw. I also think it'll be pretty tight. I think it'll be under 2.5 goals as well. But I'll just stick with the draw. I think it'll be a bit maybe cautious from both teams for this game, just to make sure they get off to a decent start. So, draw for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.